On the left, a copy. On the right, the restored original. A sprig of oak covered in gold leaf, recognizable by the real acorn hanging from it, similarly wrapped in gold leaf. Only at first glance does the ivy seem out of place. Actually, the branch echoes a very popular image in classical times, an oak entwined with ivy. This was the image the Celts adopted and then endowed with a meaning of their own. The original oak branch on display here was found in Manching in a shrine that was also coated with gold leaf and dated from the 3rd century BC. We assume the oak branch was kept in the shrine and taken out on particular religious occasions, perhaps for processions. The exact details of the cult haven't survived. However, we do know that individual trees or entire groves were regarded as holy, places where the gods dwelled and where they appeared to their worshippers. Apparently, the Roman poet Lucan visited such a grove, and it seems to have left him shuddering at the sight. Not far away for ages past had stood an old, unviolated sacred wood, whose gloomy boughs, thick interwoven, made a chill and cheerless everlasting shade. There, barbarous priests some dreadful power adore, and lustrate every tree with human gore. The pious worshippers approach not near, but shun their gods, and kneel with distant fear. The priest himself, when the day or night have reached their full meridian height, refrains the gloomy paths with wary feet, dreading the demon of the grove to meet, who, terrible to sight, at that fixed hour, still treads the round about his dreary bower.